Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and unto them were sons born after the flood. The sons of Japheth, Gemer, and Magog, Madai, Yavan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tirach. And the sons of Gemer, Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarmah. And the sons of Yavan, Elisha, Tarshish, Ketim, and Dodanim. By these were the isles of the other nations divided in their lands, and everyone after his tongue, after their families, in their nations. And the sons of Ham, Cush, and Mitzarim, and Put, and Canaan. And the sons of Cush, Siva, and Kavilah, and Kavta, and Ra'amah, and Kavteka. And the sons of Ra'amah, Shiva, and Dedan. And Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a warrior and hunter in the earth. He was a warrior and a hunter that profaned Yahuwah. Wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod the warrior hunter, who profaned Yahuwah. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, and Achad, and Calneh, in the land of Shinar. Out of that land went forth Asher, and built Nineveh, and the city Rehoboth, and Calah, and Resan between Nineveh and Calah, the same is a great city. And Mitzarim begat Ludim, and Anamim, and Lehavim, and Naphtuchim, and Pathrusim, and Kalchumim, out of whom came Pelishtim, and Kaphtorim. And Canaan begat Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and Yevusi, and the Emori, and the Girgashi, and the Hivi, and the Arki, and the Sinni, and the Arvadi, and the Semeri, and the Kamathi, and afterwards were the families of the Canaanim spread abroad. And the border of the Canaanim was from Sidon, as you come to Gerar, unto Gaza, and as you go unto Sidon, and Armora, and Adma, and Sevim, even unto Lesha. These are the sons of Ham, after their families, after their tongues, in their countries, and in their nations. Unto Shem also, the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japheth the elder, even to him were children born. The children of Shem, Elam, and Asher, and Arphaxad, and Lud, and Aram. And the children of Aram, Uz, and Kul, and Gather, and Mash. And Arphaxad begat Shelach, and Shelach begat Eber. And unto Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days was the earth divided. And his brother's name was Yachtan. And Yachtan begat Almadad, and Shelef, and Katzarmaveth, and Yarak, and Hadaram, and Uzal, and Dikla, and Oval, and Avimael, and Shiva, and Ophir, and Kabilah, and Yovav. All these were the sons of Yachtan. And their dwelling was from Mesha, as you go unto Sephar, a mountain in the east. These are the sons of Shem, after their families, after their tongues, in their lands, after their nations. These are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generations, in their nations. And by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, "Go to, let us make brick, and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone, and slime they had for mortar. And they said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto the heavens. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." And Yahuwah came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men built. And Yahuwah said, "Behold, The people are one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So Yahuwah scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because Yahuwah did there confound the language of all the earth. From thence did Yahuwah scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. These are the generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and begat Arphaxad 2 years after the flood. And Shem lived after he begat Arphaxad 500 years and begat sons and daughters. And Arphaxad lived 530 years and begat Shelach. And Arphaxad lived after he begat Shelach 403 years and begat sons and daughters. And Shelach lived 30 years and begat Eber. And Shelach lived after he begat Eber 403 years and begat sons and daughters. And Eber lived 430 years and begat Peleg. And Eber lived after he begat Peleg 430 years and begat sons and daughters. And Peleg lived 30 years and begat Reu. And Peleg lived after he begat Reu 209 years and begat sons and daughters. And Reu lived 230 years and begat Serug. And Reu lived after he begat Serug 207 years and begat sons and daughters. And Serug lived 30 years and begat Nahor. And Serug lived after he begat Nahor 200 years and begat sons and daughters. And Nahor lived 29 years and begat Terach. And Nahor lived after he begat Terach 119 years and begat sons and daughters. And Terach lived 70 years and begat Avram, Nahor, and Haran. Now these are the generations of Terach. Terach begat Avram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begat Lot. And Haran died before his brother Terach in the land of his nativity, in Ur of the Chasdim. And Avram and Nahor took them woman. And the name of Avram's woman was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's woman Milcah, the daughters of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of Yichah. But Sarai was barren, she had no child. And Terach took Avram his son, and Lot the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Avram's woman, and they went forth with them from Ur of the Chasdim to go into the land of Canaan. And they came unto Haran and dwelt there. And the days of Terach were 205 years, and Terach died in Haran. Now Yahuwah said unto El Avram, Go you out of your country, and from your kindred, and from your father's house, unto a land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, and curse him that curses you, and in you shall all of the families of the earth be blessed. So Avram departed, as Yahuwah had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Avram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Avram took Sarai his woman, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. And Avram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the plain of Moreh, and the Canaan was in the land. And Yahuwah appeared unto El Avram and said, Unto your seed will I give this land. And there he built an altar unto Yahuwah, who appeared unto him. and he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar unto Yahuwah, and called upon the name of Yahuwah. And Avram journeyed, going on still toward the Negev. And there was a famine in the land, and Avram went down into Mitzrayim to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. And it came to pass, when he has come near to enter into Mitzrayim, that he said unto El Sarai his woman, "Behold, now I know that you are a fair woman to look upon. Therefore it shall come to pass, when the Mitzrayim see you, that they shall say, 'This is his woman,' and they will kill me, but they will save you alive. Say, I pray you, 'You are my sister,' that it may be well with me for your sake, and my soul shall live because of you." And it came to pass that Avram was come into Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim beheld the woman, that she was very fair. The princes also of Pharaoh saw her, and commended her before Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And he entreated Avram well for her sake, and he had sheep and oxen, and he donkeys, and men servants, and maid servants, and she donkeys, and camels. And Yahuwah plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Avram's woman. And Pharaoh called Avram and said, "What is this that you have done unto me? Why did you not tell me that she was your woman? Why said you, 'She is my sister,' so I might have taken her to me to be my woman? Now therefore, behold your woman, take her and go your way." And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, and his woman, and all that he had. And Avram went up out of Mitzrayim, he and his woman, and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the Negev. And Avram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the Negev, even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Avram called on the name of Yahuwah. And Lot also, which went with Avram, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Aram's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled there in the land. And Avram said unto Lot, "Let there be no strife, I pray you, between me and you, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren. Is not the whole land before you? Separate yourself, I pray you, from me. If you will take the left hand, then I will go to the right, or if you depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left." And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the circle of the Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before Yahuwah destroyed Sodom and Amorah, even as the garden of Yahuwah, like the land of Mitzrayim, as you come into Soar. Then Lot chose him all the circle of the Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. And Avram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the circle of the Jordan, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before Yahuwah exceedingly. And Yahuwah said unto El Avram, after that Lot was separated from him, "Lift up now your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which you see, to you I will give it, and to your seed forever. And I will make your seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall your seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto you. Then Avram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and there he built an altar unto Yahuwah. And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elasar, and Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of nations, that these made war with Bera, king of Sodom, and with Bersha, king of Amorah, Shinab, king of Admah, and Shem Eber, king of Sebavim, and the king of Bela, which is Soar. All these were joined together in the valley of Siddim, which is in the Salt Sea. 12 years they served Chedorlaomer, and in the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year came Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him, and smote the Raphaim and Ashtaroth, Karnaim, and the Zuzim and Cham, and the Immim and Shaveh, Kiriah Thaim, and the Chorim in Mount Seir unto El Paran, which is by the wilderness. And they returned and came to Ein Mishpat, which is Kadesh, and smote all of the country of the Amalekim, and also the Imarim that dwelt in Katsan Tamar. And there went out the king of Sodom, and the king of Amorah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Sebaim, and the king of Bela, the same as Soar. And they joined battle with them in the valley of Siddim, with Chedorlaomer, the king of Elam, and with Tidal, the king of nations, and Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elasar, 4 kings with 5. And the valley of Siddim was full of slime pits, and the kings of Sodom and Amorah fled and fell there, and they that remained fled to the mountains. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Amorah, and all their victuals, and went their way. And they took Lot, Avram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that had escaped, and told Aram the Ivri, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre the Emery, the brother of Eshcol, and brother of Aner. And these were confederate with Avram. And when Avram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them, and pursued them to Chava, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, and of the kings that were with him, at the valley of Shaveh, which is the king's valley. And Melchizedek, king of Shalem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of El Elyon. And he blessed him, and said, Blessed be Avram of El Elyon, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be El Elyon, which has delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave him tithes of all. And the king of Sodom went unto El Avram, Give me the persons, and take the goods to yourself. And Avram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto El Yahuwah, El Elyon, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is yours, lest you should say, I have made Aram rich. Save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion.